Fowler High School in Syracuse, New York, will observe a moment of silence today. Students at the school had a special relationship with the Space Shuttle Columbia and her crew. The students helped design an experiment that sent live harvester ants into orbit. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports the students say the project helped revitalize their school.
When students at Fowler High School learned that NASA had agreed to carry their ant farm into space, the first question was what kind of nest material the ants should live in. Rachel Poppy, a 17-year-old senior with straight dark hair and earnest eyes, says her classmates experimented with gravel and sand and even styrofoam. They settled on a kind of edible gel.
The gel we chose because they could tunnel in it and they could eat it. It also wouldn't move around in space. That was a big problem because we didn't want them being crushed by sand or rocks.
The students thought the ants aboard Columbia would be sluggish, disoriented by microgravity. Instead, the tiny creatures went crazy, eating and digging. Senior Brad Miller is 18 years old. He spent the last 2 weeks glued to his computer, studying the ant farm on a live video feed.
These ants in space were tunneling so fast, it was totally unexpected. They adapted very quickly.
Saturday morning, confident that their mission was a success, Miller and Poppy were both working at their part-time jobs. When word of trouble began to spread, they turned on televisions and watched the searing footage, streaks of light against a blue sky.
I was just stunned. I broke into tears immediately.
I wasn't really accepting of it for a while until they actually showed it. You know, the shuttle is breaking apart, and then it just hit me. I was like, I can't believe this happened.
The last 2 days have been rough for these kids. They worked closely with NASA's scientists for 3 years and corresponded regularly with the astronauts who died. Students and teachers say this partnership went beyond science. They say the project helped to reinvigorate an entire school. This is Fowler High, an industrial-looking brick building in central Syracuse. Empty storefronts and derelict buildings ring the schoolyard. The American flag flies at half-staff.
Getting kids involved was exciting.
Eric Spina is Associate Dean of Engineering at Syracuse University, which co-sponsored the ANT project. He says Fowler High was chosen because the school had spirit and because it needed help.
We had been impressed by their vision for transforming an underserved high school to a math, science, and pre-engineering magnet school.
Still, when the project formed 3 years ago, student Brad Miller says he was a little skeptical.
Is this really happening? Is there a program at our school, at Fowler High School in Syracuse, New York, that actually we're going to send an experiment up into space?
Now, Fowler High attracts top science and math students from across the city, a point of pride for these kids. They also say they're thrilled that research data from the ant farm survived. It was beamed to Earth before the crash. The results of their study will be dedicated to the 7 men and women who died on Columbia, astronauts who these students describe as their heroes and their colleagues. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Syracuse, New York.